Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like filling out basketball brackets. Too many choices, too much noise, and no one wants a busted budget. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break down real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Make smarter financial plays today. No luck required. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Let's get cat talk here, then we'll get to headlines. Cat talk.
Wow.
It's brought to you by Hollywood Kia. Get the start treatment at Hollywood Kia, the number one Kia dealer in all of Florida. We want to see you in a Hollywood Kia and shop online at HollywoodKia.com. Appel, I'll just defer to you on this. I saw a notification that there could be Sam Bennett contract extension talks that have resumed again. I don't know necessarily the specifics about it, but I figured you would about Sam Bennett and the Cats hopefully inking something long term.
Yeah, so Elliot Friedman of Sportsnet in Canada reported this week or late last week that the Panthers and Sam Bennett had resumed contract extension talks and that they were previously close to agreeing before it came out that the salary cap was going to go up. So obviously that changes the math on what Sam Bennett could get here and elsewhere. Sam Bennett is an identity player for this team, right? Like the Panthers are a different team when he is in versus when he is out. He embodies Paul Ball, right? Like Barkov is amazing. Reinhardt is amazing. Tkachuk and Bennett, though, like those are the guys who embody Paul Ball. And he is so important to what this team has done over the last three or four seasons that, in my opinion, it's really imperative that they get him re-signed. Now, as I've said before on this show, with this core, eventually someone is going to say, look, I loved it here. Time of my life, won the cup, went to the cup multiple times, Stanley Cup final multiple times, but I don't want to take a discount. I want to go get my money from somewhere. And is Sam Bennett going to be that guy? I don't know. But I think it's a really good sign that they have resumed contract extension talks. It'll be interesting to see what they do about Aaron Ekblad, because he's also up after this season. Mackie Samuskevich is a restricted free agent. I assume they'll get something done there, but it's such a nice place to be with this organization that while I kind of, as a fan, from a fan perspective, I do stress a little about it. At the end of the day, Bill Zito has given us, me, everyone, every reason to believe that he will work something out. And if he doesn't, he'll have a good plan B.
And Josh, is it hard to find those guys, like that Paul Ball guy, because you coined the phrase Paul Ball, but is it hard to find the Sam Bennett's? Is it hard to find the Ekblad's? Like the guys, we got rid of Huberdeau and everybody was upset, but Tkachuk is a Paul Ball type guy. Like, is it hard to find Paul Ball guys?
I think if it was easy, a lot more teams would be able to do it. And just look at in Sam Bennett's case. Like Sam Bennett was playing on the fourth line in Calgary. It didn't seem like Calgary knew what they had in Sam Bennett when he was there. Guy was a first round pick for a reason. I think that finding players along that same wavelength for this regime might not be difficult. Finding someone who means as much to the Panthers as Sam Bennett does and has, I think that would be a very difficult player to replace.
Bro, yeah, because the core is crazy, right? Like Kachuk, Rhino, Barkey, Forsling, Verhage, Bob, off the
Seth
top
Jones
of my head.
Seth Jones, too.
So, right now, Seth Jones. So is Aaron Ekblad
Mackie Samuskevich, I think. I'm counting Mackie Samuskevich as part of this core. Anton Lundell, Atulio Sterinen, like, these are guys who are part of this core and locked up for a long time. I mean, they're in a great spot, and they're going to be a contender regardless. But a guy like Sam Bennett gives you something in the playoffs that it is hard to find.
And that's the thing, when you have dynasties, like, you just keep bringing in another Sam Bennett. You know what I'm saying? That was kind of my question, Josh. Like, can you find another Sam Bennett? Can you find another Maniszewicz? Can you find another Kachuk? Because we see it works. Like, is it that hard to find? Like, because we give Will Weedo, I'll do your word, combos.
Oh my goodness.
Bill Zito or Will Weedo, whatever we want to call him. But like the longevity of this franchise, the longevity of this roster, I don't know if it's hard to replace a Sam Bennett that, you know what I'm saying, where you're trying to keep the same team, even if it's different names.
It is difficult to replace like him specifically, but I'll say this. When you look around the league at other teams who have tried to lock up their core, the deals that they're signing them to are deserved. They're massive average annual value, right? Like the Panthers got Reinhart for a discount. They got Forsling for a discount. Barkov, relatively speaking, at a discount. Kachuk, less than what he would get on the open market. They're in a position to be able to extend everybody because everybody is taking such team-friendly deals. And it speaks to the culture and everything that they've built here over the last 5-6 years. And even, you know, just since Vinny Viola and this ownership group took over. People want to play here and they'll take less money to do so. It just feels like thinking that every single guy is going to do that, I think, is a little naive. So I wonder if Bennett, like if Toronto's going to come out and say, hey, we'll offer you 10.5. I don't know if they're going to, but hypothetically speaking, even with the taxes, is Sam Bennett going to re-sign down here for 7.5-8 million a year and turn down maybe 10?
Hi, this is Debbie, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help you with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. And I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
Yeah, we can also send you samples, fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, no pressure, no hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Oh, okay, whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and get up to 40% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Are north of 10 only because of what the salary, he would never get that under the current salary cap. But because right. The salary cap is moving up, he may draw that kind of monetary interest. And given what he's done in the postseason, teams, there's nothing an NHL team loves more than, oh, I've seen that guy play well in the postseason. I'm going to hand him a ton of money, regardless of what the regular season track record might be. Sam Bennett's is good, but if you perform in the playoffs, that's going to earn you a lot of money from a lot of different teams.
That's what happened in the NBA when, remember, like the new TV contracts kicked in back in, I think it was 2018. All I remember is Luol Deng had those two seasons with the Heat, 14-15. Oh, it was 2016.
Yeah.
And he was great. Like, he genuinely was. But he's like, he was making $9 million, $10 million a year with the Heat. And then the LA Lakers are like, yo, we'll give you $18 million a year. And everybody's like, what? And then Timofey Mozgov that year got like $250 million because LeBron James carried him in the NBA Finals. Like, that's what happened. The TV contracts kicked in. Just to wrap up Cat Talk here before we get to headlines, Appel, is there any chance Marchand would stay with the Panthers, or it was pretty straightforward? Like, this is a half-year rental to go win another cup.
I think there is a possibility, and I think they will. I think this is not based on anything. I think they will try and keep him. I think that Boston will try and get him back. Brad Marchand will have some options, and hopefully the Panthers can work something out to keep him. And I know somebody earlier was asking about Dmitry Kulikov's injury. He got hurt in the Panthers' last game. Paul Maurice hasn't spoken to the media. I'm assuming the next time that he speaks, they'll get an update. So if that is the case, though, and he's out for an extended period, they're now down their top pair righty defenseman Aaron Ekblad, and they're down Dmitry Kulikov, who can slide up and down from the second pair to the third pair. He has been so good in that role for the Panthers the last 2 years.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
March Madness is here, and if you want to enhance the experience, join me, Gary Parrish, and my colleague Matt Norlander on the Ion College Basketball Podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. We have new episodes at least three times a week and at the end of every night of the NCAA tournament. So before you go to bed, hang with us or know we'll be there when you awake. We'll break down games, make picks against the spread. Most of all, we'll have a blast. So join us on the Ion College Basketball Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.